The figures are pretty high, and I think they are pretty shocking because it's higher than people I think expected or would think would be, especially in Donegal and Galway's pretty high as well. But these figures are quite crucial, you know, especially coming into the winter months as well. They probably will rise, you know, the end of November, December, so.
I presume part of the conference, if not the majority of it next month, will be addressing how we can address this problem.
Yeah, no, definitely. We'll have the utilities represented there, like the topics will be around energy payments, home heating challenges, and sustainable housing for the fuel poor. So it's kind of discussion around what has happened previously, what are we doing now, and what can we do for the future to really reduce those numbers, you know?
I suppose, basically, though, it's a government response that would be required to lift as many of these people as is possible out of fuel poverty. Is that fair to say?
Well, I suppose it is, the government do play a part in it as well, you know, but I think it's educating people, you know, and helping them understand their bills, understanding how their heating systems work, how they can save energy, as well as, using energy in the right way so they, you know, they're not spending more than 10% of their income, on fuel.